It is the... this is Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday.
All right, I wasn't sure because the government is officially shut down, so I don't have anybody telling me exactly what today is and what we're supposed to do. I did not get the Republican memo this morning, so how am I supposed to know what we're supposed to talk about today? I feel very disappointed.
The Republican memo these days only has one line on it.
What's
bash
that?
Obamacare as often as possible.
Yeah. Okay. And?
So that's all you need to do.
What
that's
was
all
it?
You need to worry about.
One of the comedians went out on the road. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. Went out to the people, as we say in the hood, and said, "All right, what do you find the difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act?
Oh God,
which do you like?
Don't even."
And it was sad because people were like, "Well, I'm not really for Obamacare, but you know the Affordable Health Care Act, I'm willing to work with, and so forth." And it wasn't just Republicans; it was all of us.
Well, you wonder how many people he had to go to get the amount that he used. Well,
you're always skeptical. But officially, the government has shut down, which means today the FCC, nobody's in the office at the FCC.
So we can say whatever we want?
We can say anything we want. We can make as many fart jokes as we want.
Really?
Absolutely. That's the way it works. If the government's not working, then we have free reign.
They probably have the recorders going, though.
They get erased immediately. don't you remember when you were in school and you had a substitute?
Take advantage of her as often as possible.
Absolutely.
Sure.
We get to throw spit wads at the teacher. I believe.
I never went that far. I was the spitball king of Franklin School, but I never shot them at the teacher.
See, that's disgusting. I hated spitballs. I got really. The only thing I ever did to a teacher is due to a scheduling thing. All right. And I was in high school. I went to class the second semester of school, and I had been in a college prep English class the first half, and I really enjoyed it. Well, somehow things got all boogered up, and I ended up the second half of the semester for a week in a remedial English class. I walk in there, and I'm like, these are not the people I'm normally with. This is odd. This is very odd. The woman teaching the class barely spoke English. And her accent, the way she spoke was, and she spoke poor English. You know,
yes.
Verbs not matching
sure.
the tense of the, and I'm going, oh my God, this is remedial English? No wonder. So I brought a tape recorder to class and I put it behind her. Well, I went up to ask her a question, although to her it was axe. Her a question, and I put it behind her, and I let it run for the entire class, and then I went up and retrieved it. I took it down to the office. I said, "You have got to be kidding me! This is remedial English."
And you were put in detention for being a troublemaker.
No. They said, "Well, you see, it's a different class." And I'm thinking, "Yes, you should have somebody that speaks English teaching remedial English."
And no, you don't understand. This is the class for the students that we don't really care about, who are the ones that
Well, that was basically the attitude without them saying it. That was basically the attitude without them saying it.
These students are not going to amount to much, so you know we can't use our best teaching resources on them.
I contacted the local newspaper and played the recording for them, and nothing happened with that either. So I thought, oh, okay, nobody cares. That's awesome. I'm out. So, yes, I was
You
a bit
tried
of a
to be a whistleblower. Wow.
Yeah. See, I've always stood up
for muckraker.
Yes. I have always had this thing in me that when there is blatant injustice, I have to do something about it. I have to.
And yet you're a Republican.
Those are not mutually exclusive.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, in college, I was kind of militant about this to myself. That in college, you know, you take chemistry 101. And you'd have to go to the recitation, which was usually taught by a grad student.
Yeah.
Where you might get a kid from China or a kid from India whose English you just couldn't understand.
Yeah.
You say, you know, I'm going to struggle enough in chemistry if I heard everything perfectly. Now I got you and I can't understand you.
Yes.
So you'd look at the course book and you'd say, this recitation period is taught by Smith. I'm taking this.
Yeah,
this one over here is taught by Arajamapan. I'm not taking this class at all.
I had a college class at Point, a college class, and it was the professor was from South Korea, very heavy Korean accent,
yeah.
Could barely understand him.
Yeah.
It was a communications class.
Beautiful. Excellent. Absolutely excellent. I took a class, a guy that taught the history of revolution. He was from Africa. He was from Kenya or something like that.
And he was teaching the history of the American Revolution?
No, he was teaching history of world revolution, what led to genocide and revolution. And he did not understand that Israel, that Jewish individuals were a race of people, not just a religion. So he did not consider the Holocaust to be genocide because it was against a religion, not a race of people.
Interesting.
And I definitely stood up and said, excuse me, jackass, you're wrong.
He's teaching at Tehran University now. He gets a big honorarium for they're endowing a chair in his memory.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to do things a little differently today. You will find out as you enjoy the ride. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Do you care that the government's shutting down?
Well, yeah.
I thought they were shut down. I mean, honestly, and Americans don't care. Even if they're shut down, Americans don't care. The last time Americans cared about anything was when they shut down the Twinkie factory. That's what people cared about. The shutdown will affect some national parks will be shut down, some museums, some national monuments will be shut down. For example, down in Washington, they're going to close the Smithsonian Museum. So if you have tickets, forget it. You're not getting in. They're going to close the Air and Space Museum. You're not getting into there. They're closing the Hillary Clinton Pantsuit Museum. I'm going to go forget about that as well.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.